Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're now going to touch on a divisive topic, and that is the fact that the president has put into place certain rules that has closed certain beaches in certain areas, and certain organizations, including AfriForum, have said that this limits the constitutional right of movement. So to help make sense of all of this, I'm joined on the line by Advocate Andre Hurtley-Guam, who is a commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission. Advocate, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to all the listeners.
Advocate, help us understand, constitutionally speaking, do the emergency regulations supersede one's right to movement?
No, absolutely not. We need to understand that government has to balance competing rights and interests in an effort to mitigate the efforts of the unprecedented public health emergency that we're experiencing. They do not always get it right, though. And therefore, the question in each and every instance is, first of all, you know, which are the rights applicable here? In this case, the right to life, the right to access to health care, but also rights like the right to freedom of movement and the right to choose one's trade, occupation, or profession freely. So in each and every of these instances where the regulations are limiting rights, which is the case here with the beaches as well, the question is whether the limitation of the rights are indeed reasonable and justifiable. And therefore, the question is whether it satisfies the limitations clause, section 36 of the Constitution. Now there, the court would look at the nature of the right, the importance of the purpose of the limitation, the nature and extent of the limitation, the relation between the limitation and its purpose, and whether there are less restrictive means to achieve the purpose. So I think that specifically pertaining to the question whether there is indeed a rational relationship between the limitation, which is the closing of beaches, and its purpose, which is preventing the spread of the COVID-19 epidemic to save lives. You know, in that instance, one would have to have a look at the scientific evidence that will have to be provided by government to show that overcrowded beaches can indeed spur on the spreading of the virus. And since scientists globally and also here in South Africa agree that it is safer to gather outdoors, that will obviously be one of the issues that come into play here. Isn't that therefore an overreach by now closing beaches, whilst it is apparently being better to be outdoors than indoors, for example? And it might also prove difficult to justify beach closures in the light of other relaxed restrictions, for example, international and interprovincial travel. We've seen that travel spreads the virus quite substantively. Also, the public transport capacity caps, in the case, for example, of taxis, and the opening of businesses known to spread the virus, such as gyms and poor ventilated indoor restaurants and bars. So that might all indicate a degree of irrationality, not rationality, that, you know, there's not complete consistency as far as these issues are concerned. And then also the matter of whether there are less restrictive means to achieve this purpose would come into play. For example, the kind of less restrictive means we've seen in the as far as the KZN beaches are concerned, where they are only closed on determined holidays, 16, 25, 26, 31 December, and allowed to operate during the rest of the holiday or the remainder of the holiday period. And, you know, also whether less restrictive means would not have been, for example, to regulate beach attendance rather than enforce beach closures. There are countries abroad that has done this quite successfully.
Enrique, thank you. I think it's very important for the public at large to understand that it's for the greater good. And although government can make mistakes, at the end of the day, they have our interests at heart. Your organization, I just want to thank you for the work that, that the South African Human Rights Commission does. It's one of the most important Chapter 9 institutions in respect of being one of the more important custodians of our constitution. And let's hope that the restrictions stay on par with the level of risk, and let's hope that we see a decline in the risk. Advocate, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
That was Advocate Andre Hurtley-Guam. He's the Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.